Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's welcome aboard right now, Houston Nutt, CBS Sports college football analyst. He joins us now. Hey, Coach, Taz Moose with you. Thanks for popping on again. We appreciate it, man.
Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you got it, Coach. And, you know, a lot of ways to go here in week two of the college football season. You know, let's head down to Austin from my perspective first. Texas and LSU. I mean, that's a huge game for Tom Herman. And, you know, we know about the pressure. You know, we know about the facilities down there with the Longhorns, the expectations when you take over that Texas program. I mean, you want to get a temperature. You want to get a grade on where your program is. LSU coming to town. I mean, that's a pretty stiff test.
No question about it. Can't wait to see this one. LSU and Texas, all eyes will be on this game because of just what you said. And if you go back to Texas game last year in that bowl, when they beat Georgia, Sam Ellinger makes a statement, hey, we're back. And we're going to see if they're really back. This is going to be a big game. LSU, I think they look really good, look very quick on defense. And Joe Burrow's doing a heck of a job executing, very accurate. And I can't wait to see this one head-to-head.
Coach, I completely agree with you on that. And sticking to that game for 1 second, if you don't mind. So from your perspective, if you can, as a guy who covers the games in the broadcasting world and also as a former, you know, head coach, please give us both perspectives. If you like these big games this early in the season, like LSU versus Texas, you know, right out of the box, your thoughts on it.
You know what? I think it brings a lot when you when you're going through your training in August and even maybe the summer too. Your seniors, you know, they take ownership and their eyes are on. Hey, this is a real schedule. This is a big test. You have LSU, and everybody hears about the SEC, and especially the SEC West, and now they come to your backyard. So, Texas and LSU are looking forward to this game. There's no doubt about it. I think it brings a little bit more sense of urgency the way you go about things, and there's just respect on both sides. And it will be a slobber knocker. There's no doubt about it.
Well, right, but I mean, from what should the audience keep an eye on? They tune in that game 7:30 Eastern time on Saturday night, Coach. Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
What do you think ends up being the differentiation between who wins and loses? What are you going to keep an eye on? What do you think are some keys?
Keep an eye on this. Is Texas offensive line, are they going to be able to keep Sam Ellinger upright? Are they going to be able to run the football? To me, it comes down to this. It's in the trenches. Can the O-line of Texas, can they handle the quickness of LSU's defensive line? Keep your eyes on that. To me, that's going to be the difference to me. If you look real closely at the end that the LSU has, they're so quick. Their first step coming off the edge is very, very quick. Texas is going to see a different speed than they've seen the first week, naturally. But I think that's going to be the difference. It's going to be in the trenches. Can Texas move on? Remember, now Texas has lost some running backs as well. There's going to have to be a younger guy that has to step up. And that's going to be the difference.
Hey, Coach, I want to get your thoughts and stuff. There's a lot of chatter, obviously, on the new quarterback who left Alabama, is at Oklahoma now, Jalen Hurts, and how great he was when we saw him in the opener, you know, just this past week, and talk about Heisman Trophy races and whatnot. Break him down for us, man. Do you think this guy, Jalen Hurts, this kid is a front runner for sure for that Heisman? What do you like about him? Talk about Jalen Hurts a little bit, if you don't mind, Coach.
Jalen Hurts, what I love about him, you know, when he got benched at Alabama, remember now, he stayed right there. He was a good teammate. And I watched this real closely because, you know, you always hear and you see so many quarterbacks that transfer. But when you watch Jalen Hurts, I love what he did. He stayed right there when Tua Tagovailoa took over. And then, if you remember, there's a championship game where Tua goes down, Jalen comes in and helps his team win. But what you love about Jalen Hurts is when he goes to Oklahoma, we've all known what Lincoln Riley's done, seems like to every transfer quarterback, Baker Mayfield, a Heisman Trophy winner. Now Jalen Hurts goes out there, and he's 20 for 23. And then, you know, this guy's put together now. He's not just a little bitty guy. This guy's, you know, 220 pounds, and he ran the ball 16 times for 176 yards. Now that may be probably a little bit more than they want to run him. Probably want to save Jalen's legs for some very important. I don't think you can run him that many times every Saturday. But I tell you what, the transition's smooth, and I think he's a winner, a humble young man that's a team player. I love the way he plays. Athletic, can really extend the play if something breaks down. And to me, the accuracy is the biggest difference. Footwork and accuracy, much better this year.
All right, Coach, let's head down to Clemson. Another big matchup this weekend as the Aggies. We saw this game down at College Station a year ago, and A&M had an opportunity and fell short as the Clemson Tigers went in and beat them. What about this Jimbo Fisher-led team? What they gained from last year, that experience, now on the road in Clemson, can they give Dabo Swinney's team a scare on Saturday?
I think they can. You know, if you recall last year, I thought Jimbo's team really played them toe-to-toe there for a long time. And remember, now, last year, Clemson had about four defensive linemen that are now on the NFL rosters.
Yep.
So I think that's going to be also be the difference. I'm anxious to see how good the defensive line now is. Dabo's done such a great job recruiting to be able to say next as he reloads each and every year. But I think Texas A&M will go in there. They won't flinch. They won't be scared. It'll be a tremendous atmosphere. But I just think Clemson's going to have a little bit more. Man, when you watch Trevor Lawrence, and he didn't have a great first game, threw a couple of picks actually. But, man, when you watch Travis Etienne, T. Higgins, you look at his supporting cast. Man, these guys look good offensively. When they're all on the same page, the 11 on the side of Clemson with Trevor Lawrence leading the way. Wow.
You know, Coach, one thing I want to ask you, though, some believe that that Texas A&M Saturday tomorrow has an advantage at head coach. Do you think Fisher, in terms of being a game day tactician, making adjustments over the course of the game, is a better coach than Dabo?
I don't know if I'd say that. I don't know if I'd say that. You know, Dabo's, he's lifted up the trophy. I'm talking about the big trophy, the national championship trophy.
The big one.
So I think both of them are outstanding, but I just don't know if I just go hands down and say, hey, Jimbo Fisher's better tactician. He's going to be a better adjuster. I don't know about that. I just think that this is going to be a great game. I think both of them are very, very good. Both of them have good coaches on both sides. I thought A&M Kellen Mond looked much better this year compared to last year, going with footwork and poise and confidence and all those things. So, hey, I'm excited. Can't wait to see this one.
No doubt. We're on the phone. You listen to Taz the Moose, by the way, on CBS Sports Radio. Our special guest, Houston Nutt, CBS Sports College Football Analyst. Hey, Coach, so speaking of coaches, Ryan Day, the new head coach over with the Buckeyes at Ohio State in Columbus, Ohio. You know, look, he's a lot of attention on his program right now that, you know, that they're in the top ranked, their preseason top five in the AP poll and coaches poll, too. So speak on Ryan Day, the pressures that you feel on him going in there after replacing a legend like he's done with Urban Meyer. Speak on that, if you don't mind, Coach, a little bit. Ryan Day and the Buckeyes.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, anytime you go in, of course, Ohio State, such with tradition and winning, and they have Heisman trophies in the case. You know, that's tough. And then you follow a guy like Urban Meyer, and you look at his record. Ryan Day, there's no doubt about it. There's pressure. But I think this. You know, when you watch the way he took over last year, remember when Urban Meyer had to sit out about three or four games last year? Ryan Day came right in and didn't miss a beat. I think that showed a lot of people what's happened. But now it's his team, completely his team. And you add Justin Fields, of course, a transfer from Georgia. The quarterback looked extremely, you know, he looked good. Very, again, a guy that's dual threat. And I think Ryan Day will do just fine, just kind of looking from an outsider looking in and the way he's handled things on both sides of the ball. The thing about being the head coach is one thing to be a coordinator. But then all of a sudden, when you're in that on the big desk and everything comes across that desk, Coach, what are we eating? what uniform are we wearing?
Yeah.
Question after question after question. It's a huge, huge difference. But, man, so far, so good.
Coach, I'm curious, you know, going back to your days when you were leading programs, when did you feel like, you know, your team hit a rhythm? You know, I know you could look at the win-loss column and everything like that, but how long into the year did it take that build? Because we're seeing in the National Football League, it's a little bit of a slow build. Is it the same case on these college campuses?
You know, it is. You don't see, when I go around the college camps, you don't see as many scrimmages. You know, there's not preseason games. Here's the one thing that I always look for. Coaches always sleep a little bit better when they start. You go back to January, you listen to them, they're off season. You go back, you hear about spring ball, the summer workouts. Well, it all comes back to this. Hey, I got a good group of seniors.
Right.
They take full ownership. When those seniors are in that locker room and they're kind of running the show, telling the freshmen, hey, set up. Be on time. Do what's right. You know, it's that kind of deal when you feel real, real good and you get in that rhythm so much quicker when you have guys with experience and want to, because the seniors know, hey, listen, I don't have but about 12 games left here. And so the freshmen are trying to find their locker room. They're trying to find the cafeteria, look at pretty girls. They don't get it yet. So it's always interesting to me is the team that has the most ownership with that group of leaders. And some of them could be juniors, but most of the time when seniors play their best ball, that's when the rhythm hits a lot quicker.
No doubt. Coach, if we circle back, talk about one thing on Dabo Swinney, I want to get your perspective on with Clemson. You know, remember last year, you know, I think it was last year and even the year before, he was talking about the Roy bus, you know, because it was Alabama and the rest of y'all, right? So he was, you know, you heard that, right? We all heard it. We all had fun with it. No more Roy bus for Swinney, right? So he can't, he can't mention this no more, right?
No. He can forget about that now. That was pretty good. Us against the world. We're
right.
Roy bus, you know, we're right. the little brother. We're getting picked on. Nobody gives us respect. Well, they give respect now to Clemson. They're number
right.
one, so can't really quite use that. But what he can use is this. Every time we go out on this field, we got to buckle both chin straps because they're coming after us. And we got to be at our best. And so it starts this Saturday. Be ready to go because we're playing Texas A&M, and they're coming in. And, hey, they want to go upset the big man. So I'm excited. I think it'll be a great game, and can't wait.
Coach, west of the Mississippi, we all know about the teams that have got a stronghold here, you know, where, you know, on the eastern seaboard. But if I go west, Pac-12 mm-hmm. has been picked down as of late. What do you think proves? What program do you think proves to be the best team west of the Mississippi?
You know, I want to go back to the Oregon Auburn game first. When you take, let's just take the first two quarters. I'm looking out there and I see a physical Oregon Ducks football team. Man, defensively, offensively, Justin Herbert, C.J. Verdell, the running back. Man, I thought they played so hard, and they're up 21-6.
It should have been up more.
Exactly. Left points on the field and all those things. When I look at that team, I wouldn't give up on that team just yet. They've got to be sick after watching the film just because of what you said. So I look at Oregon. I look at Washington. Washington's another team, Coach Peterson, well-coached team. And, again, it's hard for you to believe that we're not mentioning USC. You know, when USC's good, when you say West, you think about, okay, USC, you think about the powerhouses and all the national tradition. You got to think that they're going to be there. But right there, right now, we don't know yet. But I think Washington, Oregon, I think one of those two teams. And, again, I hadn't seen enough of Stanford, but, you know, but again, that's a solid program. But I would lean, if you say pick one, I wouldn't give up on Oregon yet, and I'd keep my eye on Washington.
Yeah, and that Stanford-USC matchup this weekend is going to be an interesting one. You know, that USC program going to that air raid offense. It's a shame that Stanford's not going to have their starting quarterback in Costello.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. Whenever you lose your quarterback, that will keep a coach up. And so who's going to step up? Who's going to step up? Because this will be a physical game as well, and I'm anxious to see how that plays out too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.